This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Irene has struck the coast of North Carolina, bringing with it heavy rains and winds of 85 miles per hour. But there is some good news. The storm is turning out to be less powerful than forecasters had expected. Now, coming up, we'll hear from two restaurant owners in North Carolina's Outer Banks to see how they're holding up in the storm. First, join now in the studio to talk about the latest developments by NPR's John Hamilton. John, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
And bring us up to date, please.
As you said, it's made landfall now, and that happened near Cape Lookout, North Carolina, a little over an hour ago. And we should say that's the southern tip of a series of barrier islands off the coast there. Some of these are barely more than glorified sandbars. And Irene is now a Category 1 hurricane. That's the least powerful category. A couple of days ago, forecasters were saying that Irene could make landfall as a Category 3 storm, which has winds of more than 110 miles an hour, obviously would have been a lot worse. But it should say that Irene is still a very large hurricane. It's a long way across. There are tropical storm force winds extending out, they say, 260 miles from the eye. And so that means what you've got is a 500 mile across, you know, swath of damage working its way up the East Coast. And also, partly because it's such a big storm, Irene is producing a lot of storm surge.
Now, how much difference will the decrease in wind speed make to the people that it's who are meeting Irene this morning in the Outer Banks and eventually as it moves up the eastern seaboard?
Well, if you own one of those vacation homes or if you're even a resident of the Outer Banks year-round, it's going to make more difference than you might think. And the reason has to do with the sort of peculiar physics of wind. When you double the wind speed, you actually quadruple the amount of force that wind exerts on a house. So reducing the wind speed even a few miles an hour can make a lot of difference when it comes to, you know, roofs and decks and windows. It also means there are fewer trees that get knocked over. But, you know, you still have to contend with this big storm surge. And it's also, we should remind people, the Outer Banks of North Carolina is really vulnerable. And perhaps the best instance of that, or the most recent one, was in 2003 when, you know, Hurricane Isabel, which was a slightly more powerful storm than this one, it cut right through one of the islands. It actually created a new channel between the ocean and the sound.
How confident are you in the path that people have laid out for the storm over the past couple of days?
It's been extremely consistent. It's gone a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, but the track has been very accurate. And right now, you know, it's showing that Irene is going to take this long, slow trip up the coast. It'll go, it's right now, you know, making landfall, but it's going to go along the coast and then it's back out over water, but it's going to be going right up along the coast. And one of the things that means is it will actually sort of be dragging its left side along over land, and that tends to weaken the hurricanes as they move up.
So it won't be moving stronger as it goes north, despite the fact it's going out over some open water again.
No, and the forecasters do not expect that to happen. And the reason is, one, it's going to have this land interaction. And then when it does go out over open water and will go past Delaware and some places, it's going to be over much cooler water than the kind of waters that fuel hurricanes and make them really powerful.
Still, perhaps a major challenge ahead in New York City.
Indeed. You know, New York. Even in Manhattan, the Long Island sticks way out in the sea and has some vulnerabilities. But even Manhattan, there's a problem, which is that parts of it are very low. Lower Manhattan, you know, Battery Park, it's only a few feet above the river on a good day. And clearly what officials are worried about there is that Irene could produce a tidal surge that would raise the river above normal levels. And at the same time, you could get torrential rain, and that would cause flooding. Drainage systems would overload. The subways flood. You got power outages. And if you're on the 75th floor of an apartment building and the elevator's out, you're in big trouble.
NPR's John Hamilton joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us, John.
You're welcome.